We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for game three of a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Thanks so much for joining us, Champion Blake, alongside you throughout the night for what is sure to be another good one between these two teams. It has been a wild season series, and it had yet another chapter on Wednesday night. The Shuckers scored seven runs in the first half of the first inning. They were up 7-1 after one. And you think at that point, Shuckers were going to cruise to a big win. That did not happen. Montgomery comes back and wins it 9-8. They tally 18 hits. Biloxi has 8 runs on 10 hits. Montgomery, 9 runs on 18 hits. And they walk it off against Biloxi for the fifth time here in 2023. The Biscuits have been a thorn in Biloxi's side as far as tough one-run losses. The Shuckers enter today with 24 one-run games this year out of their first 86. They're 11-13, and 5 of those losses came against the Biscuits. 5 of those also on walk-off fashion. But the Shuckers back at it today, and they come back at it with an offense that has been one of the best in minor league baseball throughout the month of July. They scored 13 runs in the opener, 8 runs last night, and they enter today with 7 or more runs in 6 of their last 7 games. That's good for just over 7.5 runs per game in that span, the second best out of any team in AA. Who better to discuss it with than the hitting coach for the Shuckers, Chucky Copfield. He joins us as today's pregame interview. When we return, we'll take a break, come back with today's pregame interview before first pitch at 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Chucky gives his insight into what has been an incredible July from this team, and also an incredible July from one Isaac Collins. That comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we're getting set for game 3 of 6 between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the hitting coach of a team that has done more damage than almost anybody else in AA in the month of July, Chucky Caulfield. Chucky, thanks much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
It has been an incredible month for this team. 54 runs in the last 7 games. You put up 16 hits, then 16 hits, and then 10 more last night. How much fun has this been watching this team go off the last couple of weeks?
It's been a lot of fun. These guys work hard day in and day out. You know, we talked a while back of just the swing decisions and them doing really well there. And the next key to that was you're getting good pitches to hit, you got to start damaging the ball. And, you know, and they've done a really good job of doing that. Guys have been more in attack mode and been more aggressive in the strike zone. And you're starting to see some of those damage results.
That's been one of the big things, is damaging baseballs and attacking baseballs. This is a team that first half of the year was very patient. They're still patient second half of the year, but it seems like anything in the wheelhouse, they're swinging with intent. They're hitting hard.
As an org, that's what we preach. You know, you want to make good swing decisions, but we want to stay in the heart of the plate. And that's been the message all year. And you're just seeing growth throughout the duration of the season.
How much fun is it to not only see that growth, but see that growth with the amount of talent that is in this lineup?
No, it's always fun. Like, when you get talented players that can wow you any day, any given time, you know, that's what makes coaching fun. You know, those guys don't always come around like that, but we've got a good group of guys. There's tons of talent everywhere, and I'm very blessed to be a part of it.
How much easier does it make it on the coaching staff when you have guys 1 through 9 in the order that can all hit the ball hard, and get on base?
It can make it very easy.
This is also what feels like the 12th time in the 12th series you guys have seen the Montgomery Biscuits. You play a lot of interdivisional games here in the Southern League, a lot of games against the M-Braves, a lot of games against the Biscuits, a lot of games against the Blue Wahoos. How easy does it make it on the hitting side of things when you're facing pitchers for the 4th, 5th, and 6th time?
Well, that helps. You know, the more data and the more things you can get on somebody, a lot easier to make plans and have a better approach when you're facing them. You have a general idea of what they're going to try to do to you. It almost puts you right on the landing spot. So, yeah, it does get a little bit easier that way.
This is a team that has done a lot of damage here in the second half and has also hit the ball well a lot in the second half. Not a lot of strikeouts, tons of hits, getting on base a ton. What's that growth that you've seen from this team here early on in the second half?
Well, it's just, you know, they have their game plans, and these guys are just, you know, growing up right in front of us. They're learning what they need to do they're learning what they need to do on a daily basis, and then now they're understanding what they need to do and how to put it in motion. And like I said, I commend them on their day in and day out work. You know, they bring it every day. And then they go out there and they execute, and that's all you can ask for them.
How rewarding is it as a coach to see these players grow throughout the year, and especially the way they have this year? It almost has to be like a dad, right, being proud of his kids growing up?
No, it's very exciting. Like, every year you get a new wave of guys, and, you know, you get close to them. The biggest part is you have to earn their trust and to get them to do the things they need to do. And my goal is to get them out of here and get them down the road to help the Major League Club, as much as I enjoy them being around, but hopefully that's what we're doing.
One of the guys who's just exploded here in the month of July is Isaac Collins. He enters today hitting .372 in the month with an .1192 OPS. He's walking a ton, but now the damage is really coming around for Isaac. What's been the biggest thing that you've seen from him this month?
Isaac, he's just been more aggressive. Like, Isaac's always controlled the zone. That's something he does very well, but he does have some thump in the bat, and we've had numerous of conversations of, you know, that he can be a little more aggressive, and it's not going to hurt him by, you know, challenging himself to tackle a bit more. And he's done a good job of doing that, and he's executing really well.
And the big thing for him in the second half was that Pensacola series and that two home run game. How exciting was it for you to see him put it all together and really explode during that series?
It was very exciting. You know, you take a guy like him that works so hard daily, and then when you finally see that work pay off and show up in the game, you know, there's nothing better than that.
Talk about hard work, that's Isaac Collins that you hear running right on by us. Chucky, thanks so much for joining us as always.
No, again, thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.
Hey, big time thank you to Chucky Caulfield for joining us as today's pregame interview. We're getting closer and closer to first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and Montgomery Biscuits. The teams have split the first two games of this series. Offense has not been in a premium. It has been a wild series. So far, game one, we saw 19 combined runs on 24 combined hits. Game two, 17 combined runs on 28 hits. Shuckers will face the righty Logan Workman, who makes his fifth start of the season. Spent two full months on the injured list with an oblique injury, but he'll face the Shuckers for the first time in 2023. On the other side of things, it's the righty Christian Mejias, 4-8 with a 6.96 ERA. He makes his 16th start here in 2023. Biscuits take the field. We'll take a break. Back after this with first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, Warren the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the Tags Bronquero, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton. He dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Turio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Turio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
Thursday and welcome inside Biloxi Shuckers Baseball from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. We're getting set for what is for the Shuckers their 87th game of the year. It's the 86th game for the Biscuits, and the Shuckers are looking to take a 2-1 lead here in the series as they enter today with a 42-44 record, 8-9 in the second half. Biscuits at 44-41, 8-8 in the second half of the year. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us here on your Thursday night. Shuckers will go up against the righty Logan Workman, who makes just his fifth start here in 2023 at the AA level. Made three rehab appearances in rookie ball, but he missed a good chunk of this year, two full months with an oblique injury that kept him out from April until June. He comes in with a 1-2 record and a 1.38 ERA at the AA level. Four starts, 13 innings, two walks, and 13 strikeouts. Tyler Black leads it off for Biloxi. Jackson Churio bats second. Noah Campbell's in the three spot. Wes Clark bats behind him. Then it's Isaac Collins, Freddie Zamora, Xavier Warren, Lamar Sparks, and Nick Kale. Jefferson Caro's getting the night off tonight after catching each of the first two games in this series. The top two remain the same, Tyler Black and Jackson Churio. First pitch of the night comes home. Black takes away, and we're off and underway. First pitch tonight, 6:35 on a cloudless night in Montgomery. The pitch home. Black takes up and in, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Temperature here at first pitch, 92 degrees and sunny. It has been a warm week here in Montgomery. Wind blowing out to right. Pitch home, wave and a miss from Black. Count goes to 2-1. 5 miles an hour out to right. It's been a warm week here in Montgomery. The 2-1 delivery. Black takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. And because of that, the Shuckers have not taken on-field BP at all this week. They've done all their hitting inside in the cages. 3-1 delivery. Black swings and lifts it out to right. Infante charges over towards the line. Lopez, the second baseman's out. Infante calls him off, picks up the glove, and makes the catch. Retires Black, and it brings up Churio. Time to set the defense for Montgomery. Heriberto Hernandez is in left. Tristan Peters in center. Diego Infante in right. Junior Caminero is at third. Ronnie Simon at short. Johan Lopez at second. Evan Edwards at first. And Logan Driscoll behind the plate. Workman picks up his leg and comes home. Churio spirals it foul. First base sign out of play. It's a very deliberate leg kick from Workman. Picks up his leg and then sticks it pretty much all the way out. Straightens it out and then picks it up more. Pitch home. Fastball misses up and away. Count evens 1-1. Churio's hitting .267 this year. 13 homers, 54 driven in. And a .762 OPS. The 1-1 delivery. He swings and fouls it back. Count goes to 1-2. That OPS is up about 65 points over his six-game hit streak, where he's gone 13 for 27. The 1-2 delivery. He takes up and in. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Workman stands on the hill at 6'4", 215 pounds. Native of Chattanooga, Tennessee. The 2-2 pitch. Churio takes off the inside corner, and the count goes full. Workman's a 5-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, cutter, and a changeup. Fastball gets up to 96. The 3-2 pitch. Churio swings and loops it out to short right center. Lopez charges out. Infante's in, and it drops between them. Churio's now reached in 7 straight games. And he's 13 for his last 28. One out single puts a man on, and it brings up the lefty, Noah Campbell.
Lefty 14, Noah Campbell.
Campbell slides up in the order. Came in yesterday as a pinch runner in the eighth inning for Tristan Lutz. Steps in as a .244 hitter. Man on first, one away. We're just underway. Pitch home. Campbell waves and misses. Fastball up high at 97. Count goes to 1-1. Workman was originally drafted in the seventh round in the 2021 draft at a Lee University, Cleveland, Tennessee. Division II school. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and lines it out to right. Infante goes back on it, and it hops over the wall. It just sneaks over the yellow line, takes one hop off the fence that exits the ballpark, and it's a two-run shot from Noah Campbell. Shuckers lead it 2-0. Shuckers score first inning runs for the third straight game against Montgomery. That's Campbell's sixth of the year, 26th and 27th runs driven in. It's an early 2-0 lead. First pitch to the righty, Wes Clark. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Already, Shuckers have tied the most runs allowed in a start by Workman this year. Two runs last time out. The 0-2 delivery. Clark takes up. Count goes to 1-2. That home run also continues quite the streak for Biloxi. They've now homered in 13 of 15 games in July. 1-2 delivery. Clark takes a slider for strike three. Second out of the inning. Brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. Two outs, nobody on. 2-0 Shuckers here in the top of the first. The pitch. Collins takes away from the left-handed box. Count goes to 1-0. Collins is hitting .272 this year, .438 OBP, and an .864 OPS. The 1-0 delivery. He takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Collins has had quite the July. .372 average and .1192 OPS. The pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Cutter at 81. And goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Workman's 2-1 pitch. Collins pops it foul. Third base side out of play. Caminero gives it a look, but drops down out of play. Count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and chops it foul. First base side off the sidewall. Count it 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Misses up and away. The count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers lead it 2-0 here in the top of the first inning. The 3-2 pitch. Collins shoots it foul out of the ballpark on the left field side. Count stays full. The 3-2 pitch. He swings and chops it on the right side of the infield. Lopez gets it at second, fires on the run to first in time, and that ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers score some more first inning runs. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Noah Campbell plates 2 for Biloxi. They lead it 2-0 after a half inning of play. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers Bucket Hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning back in Montgomery. Kevin Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 2-0. Two runs thanks to a two-run shot from Noah Campbell in the top of the first. And the Shuckers bring up the righty Christian Mejias. He becomes the third straight Shuckers starter to come out. Look at the scoreboard and see him out with the lead. Mejias is 4-8 with a 6.96 ERA this year. 17 appearances and 15 starts. 76 in the third innings pitch, 34 walks, 88 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .249 against him. He faces the lefty Tristan Peters in the leadoff spot. He was the guy who played hero last night for Montgomery. He is his first pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Peters hitting .254 this year, four homers, 17 driven in, and a .350 OBP. The pitch backs him up off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Peters takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Peters was the one with the bases loaded in the ninth inning last night, completed what was a miraculous comeback for Montgomery. Walked it off. 2-1 delivery. He swings and lines it into Collins' glove. It's a hop a little bit at second. But Peters lines out one away, and it brings up Ronnie Simon. Time to set the defense for Biloxi. Isaac Collins is at second. Wes Clark is at first. Freddie Zamora is at short. Xavier Warren commands third today. Nick Cale's behind the plate. And in the outfield from left to right, Noah Campbell, Jackson Churio, and Lamar Sparks. Switch hitter Ronnie Simon steps in from the left side. The pitch home. He shows bunt, places it up the first base line. Collins charges, tries the glove, flip it, not in time. Simon turns the corner as the ball sneaks into short right, and he strides into second. Campbell tried to glove flip it. His glove fell off and he whipped. So it brings up Junior Caminero. Runner in scoring position with one out. We'll see whether or not that's a hit or an error. If it's an error, it would just be Collins' second on the year. Brings up the right-handed 20-year-old. Mejias delivers home. Caminero takes strike one on the outside corner. Caminero is hitting .292 this year. Five homers, 22 driven in, and an .810 OPS here at AA. One of the youngest guys in AA. The 0-1 delivery. He takes low and inside. Count evens, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The ruling that a hit and an error, so Simon reaches on a single and then goes to second on an E4. First hit, first error. The 1-2 delivery misses low and away. Kale blocks it up. Counts even, 2-2. Mejia stands on the hill at 6 feet tall, 160 pounds out of Valencia in Venezuela. The 2-2 pitch. Caminero swings and misses. Cutter that bit back on the inside corner. Swings through it, two away, and it brings up the lefty, Logan Driscoll. Two outs and a man on second. 2-0 Biloxi here in the bottom of the first. Driscoll stands in as a 292 hitter this year. First pitch to the lefty. He swings and shoots it foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes 0-1. Mejias is a five-pitch guy. Fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, and a curveball. Simon takes his leadoff second. Mejias delivers home. Driscoll waves and misses. Flails over a cutter on the outside corner. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery. Driscoll checks his swing. They check around. They say he does not go. Simon escapes to third on the pitch in the dirt. Now the first run of the day for Montgomery is 90 feet away. Count's now even. Check that count at 1-2 with two away. Simon off third. He has come set. Delivers home. Driscoll swings and fouls it off the instep of his front foot. Count stays at 1-2. Last time out for Mejias. Gave up 4 runs on 4 hits in 6 innings against Rocket City. Was back in the series opener where the Shuckers almost came back. They were down 8-2 going into the ninth inning and scored 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth. Stranded the tying run on. Lost 8-7. The 1-2 delivery. Driscoll swings and rolls it on the ground on the right side. Clark hops over it. Collins at second gets it. Fires to first. And that ends the inning. Clark had a little mini hop over the ball so Collins could grab it with his momentum going towards first instead of Clark with his momentum going towards second, and well, works out, ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error, 1 runner left on base. 2-0 Biloxi as we end to the second. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
Troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Top of the second inning in Montgomery. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 2-0. Two runs and a two-run homer from Noah Campbell in the first inning. Shuckers send up the righty Freddie Zamora to lead it off against the righty Logan Workman. Back half of the order due up. Zamora slots into the sixth spot, the Shuckers order. Steps in. Workman gets his sign from Logan Driscoll behind the plate. We're good to go. Delivers the first pitch home. Zamora tips it foul off Driscoll. And the count goes 2-1. Gets off his right thigh and trickles about 30 feet up the first baseline. Home plate umpire Kyle Stutz gives him a moment. Zamora steps back in. Workman is a guy that, prior to Campbell's two-run homer, had not given up a two-run homer this year. The 0-1 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count evens 1-1. He had entered today, giving up all of 3 runs in 13 innings this year. Already 2 in his first against Biloxi. The 1-1 delivery. Zamora swings and chops it to third. Caminero backhands it, and the hole fires across the diamond. A tough stretch for Edwards, but he corrals it for the out. Caminero uncorked a bullet to first. Retires Zamora for the first out. Now brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Digs in from the left side. Warren's hitting 188 this year with a 276 OBP. But he's been a lot better as of late than the numbers would suggest. He's hitting 265 with an OPS above 900 in his last 10. First pitch he sees today, it's a fastball. Waves and misses. Count goes 2-1. The big jumping off point for Warren was that series when the Shuckers were in Pensacola. That's really where this damage profile for the Shuckers has exploded. Pitch home. Warren taps it foul behind the plate. Count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Warren had a 3 extra base hit game to start that series in Pensacola on July 4th. 2 doubles and a homer. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield. Caminero, the third baseman, at short. Settles under it. Makes the catch. Warren's retired for the second out. 2 outs. Nobody on. 2-0 Shuckers here in the top of the second. Now brings up the 9 man in the order, Lamar Sparks. Sparks is hitting 243 this year. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch. He waves and misses, trying to hammer a fastball up high in the zone at 94. The count goes 2-1. The 0-1 pitch. Misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Sparks' 243 average helped out by a 364 OBP. The 1-1 delivery. Takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. His average has also jumped up in a big way. Came off the injured list and immediately had a hit in each of his first 10 games back. The 2-1 delivery. Takes a slider on the outside corner. Called strike 2. The 2-2 delivery. Sparks takes a slider on the inside corner for strike 3. He wants it back out of the way, and it bit back on the inside corner. Down looking for the third out. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Workman here in the second. We're through an inning and a half. 2-0 Biloxi. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Bottom of the second inning, back in Montgomery. Mason Auer leads it off from the right side. 5-6-7 in the order due up against the Shuckers starter, the righty Christian Mejias. Mejias worked around a base runner in the first. Delivers his first pitch the second inning. After a moment, now fires. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Allard's hitting 177 this year with a 263 OBP and a strikeout rate north of 35%. The 1-0 delivery. Allard swings and touches it foul. First base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Auer does enter today, though, with a four-game hit streak, 5-for-16 over that span. The 1-1 delivery. He takes a curveball low, and the count goes to 2-1. Auer's the type of guy where when he gets on base, he has a ton of speed. 32 stolen bases this year. But it's just a matter of getting on base for him. 2-1 pitch. He swings and chops it foul. Third base side into the Biscuits dugout. And the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball just misses off the outside corner. The count goes to 3-2. He has thought it was strike three, took a couple steps towards first, realized it was a ball, which means the pitch clock starts. So he had to hustle back to the mound. Now back on the rubber, comes set, and delivers the 3-2 pitch. It misses low and away, ball four. One of the funny things you get with the pitch clock. You think it's strike three and you take a couple steps towards first, you have to quickly run back to the mound, get the baseball, and get ready to go. Leadoff man gets on here in the second, brings up the righty Diego Infante. 2-0 Shuckers, bottom of the second. The pitch, fastball, called strike one. Auer's got wheels, 32 stolen bases this year. Kale's thrown out 10 of 22 would-be base runners. 45% clip. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball. Called strike on the outside corner. That went at 95. And the count at no balls and two strikes. Infante's hitting 279 this year. 335 OBP and a 790 OPS. The 0-2 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. He swings and lifts it down the right field line, tails towards the pole, and gets foul out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Infante just reached out and touched it. Nothing too crazy with it. Count it one ball and two strikes with nobody out. And he just gives Lomar Sparks a moment to get back in position and right. Bauer takes his lead. He has come set. Check back to first. Got him! Great move from Mejias. A great tag by Clark. And they pick off Mason Auer for the first out. Real good pickoff from Mejias. Now one out, nobody on. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball to short. Somewhere against it on a couple hops. Fires to first in time. And Infante's retired for the second out. That's the beauty of a pickoff. You walk the first batter, then pick him off. The next pitch, you get a ground out. All of a sudden, it's two outs with nobody on. The righty, Heriberto Hernandez, snaps in. Righty-righty matchup. Two away. 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the second inning. And that laugh was because the Biscuits, it's 90s night here at Riverwalk Stadium, and every headshot is a player from backyard baseball. The pitch home. Hernandez takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. So there's a various characters have been on the scoreboard. We have not seen what is widely considered one of the greatest baseball players that does not exist, Pablo Sanchez, on the video board. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball called strike, and the count evens 1-1. Every Shuckers player has a normal headshot, but for the Biscuits, they've all been backyard baseball-ified. The 1-1 delivery misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. They had that pregame music today, too. It was all 90s theme. A little bit of Sarah McLachlan, the Foo Fighters. Various other artists from the 90s, a little bit of Nirvana in there. The 2-1 delivery. Fouled off, first base side out of play, and the count evens 2-2. But it's always funny. You look at the field, then you look at the scoreboard, and you're expecting for Heriberto Hernandez, a picture of Heriberto Hernandez, and it is not. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and rolls it to short. Zamora ranges over towards second, grabs it, fires on the run to first in time, and that finishes off a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. A pickoff helps out a 1-2-3 inning, and we hand to the third, 2-0 Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Off to the top of the third inning here at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Jabic Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers once again using a couple of first inning runs to take the lead. They lead it 2-0. Against the righty Logan Workman, who's making his first start against the Shuckers this year. He was a guy who started the year with Montgomery, but had a two-month absence due to an oblique injury. So today is just his fifth double-A start in 2023. So far, the Shuckers have two hits against him, both of them in the first inning. One of them, a two-run homer from Noah Campbell. The righty Nick Cale steps in against Workman. Cale leads off the inning. First pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Cale bats in the nine spot, hitting 175 this year with a 365 OBP. The 1-0 delivery he takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. He's had a real nice run of play, though, especially in that Pensacola series 2 weeks ago. He tallied four hits. The 2-0 delivery, he swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play, and the count goes to 2-1. Cale, a guy from Simi Valley, California, right by the ocean on the West Coast. He said that might have been the reason why he had two homers and three extra base hits in that series. Pitch home. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 2-2. The stadium in Pensacola is right up against the Pensacola Bay, so every homer from Cale left the ballpark and went into the water. Pitch home. He waves and misses. Chases a slider off the outside corner. One away, and it brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Two nothing Shuckers here in the top of the third inning. One out, nobody on. Infield shifts over towards first with the lefty at the plate. The pitch home. Black swings and lifts it out to left. Hernandez goes back towards the warning track, makes the catch, and retires Black for the first out. Two outs. It brings up the righty Jackson Churio. 2-0 Biloxi here in the top of the third inning. Workman fires home. Churio takes a curveball for strike one. Churio singled back in the first inning. He's tallied a hit in seven straight games for the Shuckers. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and rolls it on the ground to short. Simon gets it on two hops, plants his feet, fires to first in time. That finishes off a 1-2-3 inning from Workman. He's retired eight straight since that Campbell homer. We're through 2.5. 2-0 Shuckers. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Two 2-0 Biloxi. We head to the bottom of the third inning here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Righty Christian Mejias faces the lefty Evan Edwards, who leads off for the Biscuits. First pitch, wave and a miss, and a changeup. And the count goes 0-1. Edwards in the eighth spot in the lineup. Up for the first time today, hitting .233 this year with a .351 OBP. The 0-1 delivery. He takes on the inside corner, a fastball at 94. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Edwards has also been backyard baseballified here on 90s night at Riverwalk Stadium. He's Reese from the backyard baseball games. The 0-2 delivery. Edwards takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. We're still waiting to see if anyone ends up with Pablo Sanchez. Backyard baseball legend. The 1-2 delivery. Edwards takes off the outside corner. Cutter at 87. Count evens 2-2. You've played any of the backyard sports games back here. Basketball, football, baseball. You know who Pablo Sanchez is. One that was like Barry Bonds in those games. Pitch home. This one's lifted. Foul ball. Third base side out of play. Count stays 2-2. Was maxed out with everything, especially in the baseball version. Best contact, best power, best speed. The 2-2 pitch, Edwards fouls it off Kale. Stays a lot. Edwards takes a couple more seconds outside the box. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Mejias' 2-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes full. Javon Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Righty Mejias against the lefty Evan Edwards, who leads off the inning. Pitch home. Chopped on the ground out towards second. Collins gets him in the back of the infield. Fires to first in time. Edwards grounds out to second. Brings up the righty Johan Lopez for his first at bat here in Double A with Montgomery. Lopez was promoted to Double A after going 3-for-14 with an RBI in the Florida Complex League. Split time last year between all three higher levels. Pitch home, misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Split some time in High A, Double A, and Triple A. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Last year hit .157 with the Biscuits in 23 games. Was promoted from the complex yesterday. 2-0 delivery. Misses up and in. The count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 delivery. Misses low and inside, and it's a four-pitch walk to Lopez. Puts a man on with one away for the top of the order. Lefty Tristan Peters set to step in. Peters is the tying run in this one. 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the third inning. By the way, you can join the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Check back to first. Lopez is back in time. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Say hello. Let us know where you're tuning in from on this Thursday night. The pitch to Peters. Fastball. Called strike. Almost hugged the outer bracket, 93. Peters hit a hard line out to second back in the first inning. Collins had to jump just a little bit to grab it. Lopez dances, pitch home, misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Lopez off first, Mejias comes set, the pitch. This is low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Peters takes low, and the count goes to 3-1. Mejias is already up near 50 pitches. His last one was his 47th of the night. The 3-1 pitch. Peters swings and rolls it in a right for a base hit. Lopez touches second, heads to third. Sports picks it up, fires a dart to third. War in the tag. They got him. What an assist from Lamar Sparks in right. Throws a laser beam to third and retires Lopez for the second out. Anytime Lamar Sparks gets to bring up the cannon in right, it's an exciting time. He hosed him by a good 10 feet. Brings up the switch hitter Ronnie Simon, but first, it brings out pitching coach Will Shearholz. Now Shearholz is called to the dugout. And out comes the trainer, Tanner Boss, to the top step. Now goes back down. Boss now comes out with a towel and a cup of water. Shuckers bullpen starts to get going just in case. It is a hot and humid night here in Montgomery. First pitch temperature, 92 degrees. And now out comes manager Mike Guerrero. Him and Mejias currently having a conversation. Everything seems good. Shearholz departs. Guerrero departs. He wipes his forehead with a towel and just takes him out behind the mound. And all seems to be good. Thankfully, all seems to be good. He is pitching well. You hate for the heat to be getting to him. Runner at first with two outs. 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the third inning. Lefty Simon up. First pitch to him. Takes low when the count goes to 1-0. Simon singled in a right last time up. That was back in the first inning. Ended up getting stranded at third. 1-0 delivery. He swings and lines it over Collins' glove at second. In a right center for a base hit. Peters touches second, heads to third. Sparks fires it into second. Simon has a multi-hit day. And now runners on the corners with two outs for Junior Caminero. Shuckers' bullpen is now back to sitting down. Caminero steps in. Runners of the corners with two outs. 2-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Caminero takes low. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. He swings and spirals it foul in the air down the right field line. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Caminero takes a strike at the knees. Fastball at 94, and the count goes to 1-2. He is one pitch from getting out of the inning. The 1-2 pitch. Runner from first goes. Pitch misses away. Kale's throw to second. Not in time. Collins tries to grab it and come home, but it deflects off his glove. Peters scores. Simon ends up at third. And it's 2-1. Simon steals second, heads to third on an E4. Peters comes home, and it's 2-1. It would have been a perfectly telegraphed play. Simon went to second, stopped about three quarters of the way. Peters then came home as soon as the ball crossed the pitcher's mound. But it brings a run home. Count now at 1-2. Mejias delivers home. Caminero takes away, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and hits a high chopper to short. Zamora grabs it out of the air, fires to first. That ends the inning. In the inning, one run off two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Yeah, to the fourth, Shuckers lead it. 2-1. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Welcome back to Montgomery. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Javik Blake back with you. The righty Logan Workman into his fourth inning of work. Faces the middle of this Shuckers order. Starts off with the lefty Noah Campbell. Shuckers lead it 2-1. Workman shakes off a couple signs from Logan Driscoll. Now comes home with his first pitch of the inning. Misses off the outside corner. That was a changeup. The count at 1-0. Campbell's the reason the Shuckers have two runs on the board. Smashed his sixth homer of the year back in the first. The pitch, he swings and rolls it to second. Lopez grabs it, fires to first in time, and retires Campbell for the first out. That's now 9 straight retired by Workman since that Campbell homer back in the first. Brings up the righty Wes Clark. 2-1 Biloxi here in the fourth inning. One out, nobody on. Right-handed bat steps in against the righty Workman. The pitch. Clark waves and misses at a slider. Count goes still in 1. Slider was the pitch that Clark struck out on looking in the first. The pitch. He waves and misses. Again a slider, and the count goes still in 2. Clark, who called time, now steps back in. Very back of the right-handed box with the New Balance cleats. The pitch. He takes up and in. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch. Clark swings and gulps it out to the left center. Peters goes back at the warning track, at the wall, he leaps, and he makes the grab. Best friend, Rob's best friend. Clark tips his helmet, and he's retired for the second out. That one, 101 off the bat, travels 402 feet. And the guy who was involved in his wedding, Tristan Peters, makes the catch. And Rob's his good friend, Wes Clark, for the second out. 2 away, brings up the switch hitter Isaac Collins from the left side. Checkers lead it 2-1, 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the fourth. The pitch, Collins takes up and away, count goes to 1-0. Collins bounced out to second back in the first inning. Workman's now retired 10th straight, 1-0 delivery. Collins fouls it back up and out of play, almost into the press box and smacks the window. Window's okay. Count deep in 1-1. That one flew straight on back. Well, the windows are pushed up and hit the top part. The 1-1 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. The pitch. He swings and pops it foul over the press box and out of play. Counts even 2-2. Collins got a lot of praise from hitting coach Chucky Caulfield during today's pregame interview. He's had a great month of July. Average up near 400, OPS above 1,100. One of the big things Chucky said was just how happy he is that all of Collins' hard work has been paying off. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and fouls it back up and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. He takes up and in. Count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Collins swings and again fouls it back. Extends the at-bat further. On to an 8th pitch. Workman's pitch count up towards 60 pitches. Next one will be his 58th of the night. Workman's 3-2 pitch. Misses up and away. Workman thought it was strike 3. Driscoll thought it was strike 3. But Collins draws a walk. Puts him on with 2 away. Brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Collins is the first Shucker to reach since Noah Campbell hit that two-run homer back in the first. Moore uses one timeout before he even steps in against Workman. Collins at first with two away. 2-1 Shuckers over Montgomery here in the fourth. Run scoring has been a little less than yesterday. Check back to first, and Collins is back in time. By this time yesterday, it was 7-4. And by this time on Tuesday, it was 6-0 Biloxi. Today, it's just 2-1. Good pitching duel between Workman and Mejias. The pitch home. Zamora takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 93. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and lifts it out to right. Infante charges back towards the warning track. One step shy of the warning track, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Shuckers strand their first base runner today. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Hi, this is TJ Shook, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom four from Montgomery. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Righty Christian Mejias back to work. Faces the lefty Logan Driscoll. First pitch of the bottom half. Chopped foul towards the Shuckers dugout. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Shuckers lead it 2-1. 2-1, two runs, two hits, two errors for Biloxi. One run on three hits for Montgomery. The pitch to Driscoll. He takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Driscoll's 0-1 today. Grounded out to second, back to end the first inning. Montgomery scored their only run of the game back in the third. Pitch home. Curveball misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Mejias fires. He swings and lifts it out to center. Churio races back at the warning track, turns around, is back to the 400-foot sign, and makes the catch. Retires Driscoll for the first out. Well, if you're going to allow a 391-foot fly ball, might as well do it to the deepest part of the yard. One away, and the righty Mason Auer steps in. Worked a walk back to lead off the second. He was picked off at first. The pitch. Curveball misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Time for a check of the Owah Park and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today. Visit OWA.com. One game's postponed today. M Braves and Smokies will play two on Saturday. 1-0 delivery. This is inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Everything else in action. Bottom five, Pensacola leads Rocket City 3-0. And in the second, Chattanooga leads Birmingham 2-1. The pitch. Auer takes a strike on the inside corner. A cutter at 86. And the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Auer swings and dribbles it. Foul. Cale tried to get it in fair territory. He grabbed it in foul territory, with his feet in foul territory, and the ball wasn't fair yet. And then home plate umpire calls it foul. He turns around, stands in fair territory, and then throws the ball to first. 2-2 the count to Auer. Cale had a big smile on his face while doing it. The 2-2 pitch. Auer swings and pops it up. Foul territory, third base side. Warren tries to find it in the lights, now makes the catch. Step into foul territory. Retires Auer. Two outs, and it brings up the righty, Diego Infante. 2-1 Shuckers here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch to Infante. Rocketed out to deep center. Churio's back looks up at the wall, and it's off the very top of the batter's eye. Solo shot for Infante, and we're tied at two. .106 off the bat. Touches home with his 11th homer of the year. That drives in his 44th RBI. Now brings up Heriberto Hernandez from the right side. So Montgomery scored two unanswered to tie this thing up. Pitch home. Hernandez swings and tags it out to short center. Churio charges in, comes to a stop, sticks up his glove, and makes a two-handed catch to end the inning. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the fifth, tied at two. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
The righty Logan Workman back to the hill and faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren, who's up from the left side. First pitch of the fifth. He's popped foul, third base side, out of play. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Shuckers got both of their runs on a two-run shot from Noah Campbell back in the first inning. Montgomery scored one in the third and the fourth. Pitch home. Fastball called strike, top of the zone. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Warren's 0 for 1 today with a pop out to third. Workman delivers. Warren takes low and the count goes to 1 and 2. The pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 93. Fourth strikeout today from Workman. Brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks. Sparks is 0 for 1 today with a strikeout looking. Back in the second inning. 2-2, top five. One out, nobody on. The pitch. He takes off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Cutter at 89 from Workman. Sparks had quite the opportunity to show off his arm back in the third. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Count evens 1-1. He unleashed a laser beam from right to get a runner at third. The 1-1 delivery. He takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. And there was a throw where we unfortunately do not get radar gun readings on throws from the outfield here in Double-A, but you'd have to think that was 91, 92 miles an hour from right. On target, kind of by about 5, 10 feet. 2-1 delivery. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 2-2. And for Sparks, those outfield assists have become a usual occurrence. He has four of them this year, 2-3, 2-home. 2-2 pitch, misses low, and the count goes to 3-2. Checkers as a team has tallied 21 outfield assists this year. The 3-2 pitch. Sparks swings and shoots it foul. First base side out of play. We'll do it again. The 3-2 pitch. Fastball. Called strike three at the knees. 95 on the gun. Sparks down looking. Two away, and it brings up the righty, Nick Cale. Now five strikeouts tonight for Workman. One away from tying his season high here with Montgomery. Set last time out with 6 5 innings against the Smokies. First pitch to the righty, Cale. Fouled off, out of play. Behind home plate, the count goes to 0-1. 2-2, two away in the top of the fifth inning with nobody on. Cale struck out in a slider back in the third inning. The 0-1 pitch. He takes up and in. Count evens 1-1. Workman's 1-1 delivery. Cale swings and lifts it foul. Out of play on the right field side. Count now with 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Handcuffs him with a fastball in the inside corner at 94. He strikes out the side, and he ties his season high with 6 strikeouts on the night. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're halfway through. 2-2 in Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the fifth in Montgomery. Jacob Blake back with you. 2-2 between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Righty Christian Mejias is back to the hill. Base is 8-9-1 in the Biscuits order. Mejias so far today has given up 2 runs on 4 hits. So far has needed 67 pitches to get through 4. Pitch to the lefty Edwards. The slider misses off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Edwards grounded out to second back in the third inning. 0-for-1 today. The winner delivery. Wave and a miss. Cutter at 88. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Swings and grounds it right back to Mejias on the hill. He charges over towards first, underhands to Clark, and retires Edwards. One away, and it brings up the righty, Johan Lopez. By the way, a big hello to Kane, who's tuning in today from work in Ocean Springs. You can join in on the broadcast with our text to booth line, 601-514-0776. That's 601-514-0776. First pitch to Lopez. Is dribbled up the first baseline. Mejias grabs it about halfway up, fumbles it initially, grabs it, fires high to Clark, and it's not in time. Third error today for Biloxi. Mejias went to grab it and couldn't get it in his glove initially. Fired high when he went to go quickly to Clark. And it now brings up the lefty Tristan Peters at the top of the order. Peters is 1-for-2 today. Single to right last time up. That was on the play where Lopez was nabbed at third by Lamar Sparks. Mejias fires. Fastball misses up. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers infield shifts over. Zamora the shortstop. About up the middle at second. Xavier Warren the third baseman stands about where Zamora would usually play at short. The 1-0 delivery. Peters swings and pops it foul behind the plate, out of play. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and pops it up. Out towards short left center. Noah Campbell charges in. Churio calls him off with the last moment from center. Makes the catch. And Peters is retired for the second out. Brings up the switch hitter Ronnie Simon from the left side. He's 2-for-2 today. It's tallied 2 of Montgomery's 4 hits. Man on first with 2 outs. Check back to first. Bit up high, but Lopez is back in time, and Clark able to grab it. It's 2-2, man on first with two outs. Two runs, two hits, three errors for Biloxi. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Montgomery. The pitch. Simon waves and misses. A wild swing. A slider low in the dirt. Count goes 0-1. Both of Simon's balls have been hard hit to right center. One in the first, one in the third. He's been stranded at third each of those two times. 0-1 the count right now with two outs. Simon had called time, now steps back into the box. The 0-1 pitch. Simon swings and loops it out behind the mound. Mejias goes back a step, makes the catch, finishes out the inning. A lot of defensive plays there for Mejias in the bottom of the fifth. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. We're into the sixth, 2-2 between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Sixth inning in Montgomery. Chantic Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We're 9-2. It has been a low-scoring game after each of the first two games in this series saw 15-plus runs scored. 2-2. Lefty Tyler Black leads it off against the righty Logan Workman. First pitch. Black takes off the outside corner on a changeup. Count goes to 1-0. Black's 0-for-2 today. Fly out to right and a fly out to left. The righty delivers home. Black swings and lines it in a left center, and it's down for a base hit. Couple of hops to the center fielder, Tristan Peters. Black extends his on-base streak to 10 in a row. Now brings up the righty, Jackson Churia. It's a hard-hit ball, 104 off Black's bat. Now is a chance to make some magic happen with nobody in front of him on the base paths. Black has 43 stolen bases this year. Stole one yesterday. The train starts to chug on by Riverwalk Stadium out left. First pitch to the righty Churio. Fastball misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Churio's 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out to short. Black off first. Pretty decent sized lead. Now the pitch. Churio fouls it back towards the on-deck circle. Count evens, 1-1. Workman has 6 strikeouts tonight. That's tied for a season high here in AA. Set up last time out against the Tennessee Smokies in 5 innings. The 1-1 delivery. Churio takes inside. Fastball at 94. The count goes to 2-1. Edwards holds Black on at first. The 2-1 delivery. Black's off. Pitch misses away. The throw to second a bit high. Black slides in under the tag. Lopez caught it up around his head. Had to go a long way down to tag Black. And the Canadian has his 44th stolen base of the year. Now just eight away from the Shuckers' single-season franchise record of 52. The count at 3-1 to Churio at the plate. Black dances off second. The pitch. Fastball called strike two on the outside corner. Go-ahead runs at second for Biloxi. Two runs on three hits. Black is the first player to tally a hit since Noah Campbell did back in the first inning. A two-run shot put Biloxi up 2-0. The pitch. Churio swings and loops it foul. Out of play and out of the ballpark on the first base side. Train continues to roll on by. A couple of oil tankers, some coal carts. Riverwalk Stadium built on an old train depot. Workman spins around. Doesn't throw to second, but just stares down Black, who dances back. Churio ready to go with the box. 3-2, nobody out. Workman sets. The 3-2 pitch. Churio swings and pops it up. Out toward short left center. Ronnie Simon, the shortstop, out, calls off everybody and makes the catch for the first down. One away, Noah Campbell up. Time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Noah Campbell set to come up for Biloxi, but first, manager Morgan Ensberg is out. And this is the end of the day for Logan Workman. Goes 5 1/3 innings, a new season high on the hill. And the Biscuits will turn to the bullpen. Runner on second, one away. Shuckers and Biscuits knotted at two. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
In and relieves the righty Logan Workman. Faces the lefty Noah Campbell. One out, runner on second. 2-2 here on the top of the sixth inning. Belge's first delivery. Black's off to third. Curveball misses away. The throw to third. Not in time. Black's got 44 stolen bases on the year. that stolen base. Black's 45th, actually. He's a bit slow to get up. Collided with Caminero. Brings out Shuckers athletic trainer Andrew Stalen. Black collided hard with Caminero's right leg. Stalen out. Check on his left hand. Also brings out Shuckers manager Mike Guerrero. All is good. Quick visit. Gets a pat in the back from Stanley and a smile. Everybody heads back to the dugout. Count at 1-0. One away and a runner on third in a 2-2 game. Belge makes his 27th appearance. 4.25 ERA in 29 and two-thirds innings. 24 walks and 43 strikeouts. Infield in for Montgomery. Campbell's 1-for-2 today. The pitch. Curveball misses away. The count goes to 2-0. The one was a big one. Two-run homer in the first inning. The 2-0 pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Lacks at third with one away. Pretty much anything to the outfield gets him home. Belge fires. Campbell lines it foul. Out of the ballpark. Left field side. And the count evens 2-2. It's a fastball at 93 from Belge. The 2-2 pitch. Swings and rolls it on the ground to second. Lopez has it. Black comes home. The throw home. In time. Black and Driscoll collide. Driscoll hangs on to it. It's a fielder's choice. Campbell reaches. Black had quite the adventure around the base pads. So now two outs and a runner on first. Still 2-2. The Randy West Clark now steps in. Belge fires. Fastball called strike one. It's not too often you see a player collide with a catcher anymore, especially now that it's illegal unless the catcher has the ball in the lane of the runner. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up and away. Count evens 1-1. And that was the play right there. Driscoll had it and stood in the baseline. Well within your right to either slide or try and go through. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Black, back in his day, was a stay-at-home defenseman, which really just means you body people into the boards and try and get the puck loose, feed it up to your wingers and centers. Basically, that's what he tried to do there. The pitch home. Misses low. Count evens 2-2. We're still tied at 2. The 2-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Curveball, that ends the inning. So Belge comes in with a runner at third and one away and promptly retires both batters he sees. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 5.5. It's 2-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sixth inning. And oh no. Welcome back. And time is immediately called by Christian Mejias, whose glove is on the ground. And he's right now holding his arm as the entire training staff comes out. Tanner Boss is out there alongside manager Mike Guerrero and pitching coach Will Shearholz. It's not his throwing arm, it's his glove hand. He's just trying to shake out his arm. And now everyone's okay. The trio walks back. Anytime you see a glove on the ground and a pitcher flexing either one of their arms, throwing arm or not, it's always a bit of a cause for concern. Not a cause for concern here, though, as he is seems to be good to go. It's a hot and muggy night. He's already had water brought out to him once. Hoping at the worst, it's been a couple of cramping situations. Faces the righty, Junior Caminero, 2-2, bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch home. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Mejias right now in the middle of one of his better starts in 2023. So far allowed 2 runs in 5 innings. On 76 pitches. The 1-0 delivery. Misses low. Checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. Count it 2-0. Meanwhile, in the Shuckers bullpen, Ryan Brady is up and getting warm. The 2-0 delivery. Caminero takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. By the way, we have finally found out who gets Pablo Sanchez for the backyard baseball characters that are being substituted as headshots here on 90s night. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 92, and the count goes to 3-1. It is the current top prospect on this team, Junior Caminero. His face has been replaced with Pablo Lopez. Pablo Sanchez on the video board. Pitch home. Caminero pops it up behind home plate. Kale takes off his mask, runs over towards the netting, and can't make the catch. It deflects off the heel of his glove and trickles right next to him. Count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Just missed, timed it at the end. Count now full at 3-2. Brady continues to get warm. The 3-2 pitch. Caminero waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner. A real good pitch from Mejias. It's his second strikeout of the day. Both of them against Caminero. Now brings up the lefty, Logan Driscoll. One out, nobody on. Two, two on the bottom of the sixth. The pitch, fastball misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Driscoll Driscoll's 0 for 2 today. Brown out to second, a fly out to center. The pitch. Slider misses low. Count goes to 2-1. Pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Brady continues to get warm in that Shuckers pen. His pitch count's getting up there. Now at 85 pitches, 3-0 delivery. Slider called the strike on the inside corner. His season high and his career high is 101. He's done that twice this year, once against Montgomery, and another time back on July 2nd against the Embraves. He's good for 95-plus on any given night. 3-1 delivery. Driscoll swings and rolls it out to second. Collins has it. Fires the first in time. And Driscoll's retired for the second out. Brings up the righty Mason Auer. 0-1 today with a pop out and a walk. 2-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brady continuing to get warm. You got to think that this is likely Mejia's final inning. Trying to go 6 innings for the third time this year. Pitch home. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. It would be his second straight start with 6 innings. Last time gave up 4 runs on 4 hits in 6 innings against Rocket City. The 1-0 delivery. Called a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 93. And the count evens 1-1. He's turned into a lot more of a contact-oriented pitcher. This start and last. Pitch home. Auer rolls it back up the middle into center for a base hit. Auer extends his hit streak to 5 in a row. That brings up the righty Diego Infante. Also gives us a chance to check the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Mike Guerrero now out of the dugout, and Auer is Mejia's final hitter that he faces tonight. Diego Infante will face Ryan Brady. Well, we'll get to all these scores in a moment. 3 finals, 2 in the DSL. But we'll get to all that next in a moment. When we come back, Ryan Brady on the hill. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair. Located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Ryan Brady enters for Biloxi and faces the righty Diego Infante. 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch home. Fastball called strike one. Mason Auer's at first with two away. Brady comes in to face the righty Christian Mejia's, who lasts 5 2/3 innings. Brady does inherit a runner at first. Check back to first. Auer slides back in safely. Brady's been real good this year for Biloxi. 8 innings on the hill and a 1.13 ERA, 4 walks and 6 strikeouts. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. Count goes 0-2. Last time out for Brady was Saturday against Rocket City. Went 3 scoreless innings, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and threw 44 pitches. The 0-2 pitch. Hour goes. Infante waves and misses at an 88-mile-an-hour slider, and that ends the inning. Filthy pitch from Brady, and it keeps Montgomery scoreless. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We enter the 7th. 2-2. Back after this on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our prices low.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
The top of the 7th inning. 2-2 between the Biloxi Shuckers and Montgomery Biscuits. Lefty Jeff Belge back on the hill for his first full inning of work and faces the switch hitter Isaac Collins. First pitch misses away and the count goes to 1-0. Collins, a switch hitter, is up from the right side for the first time today. Belge relieved the righty Logan Workman last inning. 1-0 delivery. Misses up and away and the count goes to 2-0. Belge trying to keep this game tied for Montgomery. We're not in it, too. Yet another close game between these two teams. Pitch home. Curveball. Called a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Collins swings and hits it on one hop to Caminero at third. He snags it, fires across the diamond a bit high. But Edwards reels it in. Collins is retired for the first down. One out, nobody on. 2-2 here in the top of the 7th inning. It's the 20th game between these two teams in 2023. 8 different games have been decided by 2 runs or less between these two teams, including a walk-off winner last night for Montgomery. Righty Freddy Zamora now up. Pitch from the lefty Belch. Fastball called strike one. That one at 92 from the lefty. Zamora is 0 for 2 today. Ground out and a fly out to right. The pitch. He swings and rolls it to short. Simon has it. Takes 2 steps. Fires to first in time. Quickly 2 up, 2 down. And it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Ward. He hits from the right side for the first time tonight. Two outs, nobody on. 2-2 in the 7th. Belge fires. Curveball misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. Warren struck out swinging last time up. One of six strikeouts from Workman. 1-0 delivery. Takes up and away. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. Belge is a guy with quite the story. Traded this past offseason from the Dodgers to the Rays. 2-0 delivery. Misses up and away. And the count goes to three balls and no strikes. Last year, 50 strikeouts in 32 innings with the Great Lake Loons in high A. All while not being able to see out of his right eye. 3-0 delivery. Misses up, and it's a four-pitch walk to Warren. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks with two away. Piece of rock pierced his cornea back when he was 9 and then had another traumatic injury when he was 17. So he's legally blind in his right eye. Can only see some colors and outlines of objects with his right eye, but that's it. First pitch to Sparks. Wave and a miss. Count goes down and one. Funniest part is, the wildest part about the whole story is he's not the only Rays minor league pitcher who has been blind in one of his eyes. The 0-1 delivery. Sparks takes up. Count evens 1-1. And not only that, he's not the only Rays minor league pitcher who has been blind in his right eye. Juan Sandoval, who reached AAA Durham back in 2014, was also legally blind in his right eye. The 1-1 delivery. Misses up and away. And the count goes to 2-1. Real special story of determination, perseverance from Belge. Same with Sandoval. Ended up pitching until 2020. Quite the lengthy career. The 2-1 delivery. Sparks takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Belge comes set. Warren off first with two outs. The 3-1 delivery. Misses up and away, and it's back-to-back walks. Sparks to first, Warren to second. And it now brings up the righty, Nick Cale. Chuckers have the go-ahead run at second. 2-2 here in the top of the seventh inning. Cale's 0-2 today with two strikeouts. The pitch. He swings and hits it in the left for a base hit. Warren wheels around third. Hernandez picks it up, lofts it into third. The ball hits Simon. Skinner's away to his left. He picks it up. Everybody else stays put, but it's an RBI single from Nick Cale, and the Shuckers lead it 3-2. Sparks to second. For Cale, that's his 11th RBI of the year. Comes through with a clutch hit. Extends his hit streak to three straight. Pitch that was in on the hands, and he just went with it. Now brings up the lefty, Tyler Black. Two outs, two on, 3-2 Biloxi. Belge delivers. Black takes a curveball on the outside corner for strike one. The pitch. Checks his swing, top of the zone. Check around. Third base umpire Campbell Martin says he doesn't go. Counts even, one ball and one strike. Oh, Tyler Black fan club's broken out below us. The 1-1 delivery. Black swings and lifts it foul. Out of play in the left field side, and the count now with one ball and two strikes. Checkers have taken the lead here in the seventh. The pitch. Black swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count at 1-2. Black is 1-for-3 today. He's also tallied two stolen bases. He's up to 45 on the year. seven away from the Shuckers single season franchise record. The 1-2 pitch. He takes a strike at the knees. That ends the inning. But Shuckers score a run on a hit. No errors, and they strand two. Time to stretch. Shuckers with a 3-2 lead. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Of the seventh inning, Heriberto Hernandez leads things off. The Shuckers lead it 3-2. Ryan Brady back on the hill. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, slider misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Brady had a terrific first battery faced in retired Diego Infante. 1-0 delivery, wave and a miss. Slider at 81. Count evens, one ball and one strike. That finalized Christian Mejias' line. Gives up two runs, both of them earned in 5 2/3 innings. Two walks, two strikeouts, and throws 90 pitches. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. A filthy pitch. A lot of movement to it at 93. Count at 1-2. Brady's got a real high-spin fastball and a great slider. 2-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Check that, a 1-2 pitch. A slider off the outside corner at 88. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. One out here on the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 3-2. First pitch to the lefty, Edwards. Slider misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch, fastball, called strike outside corner at 93. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Brady picks up his left leg, delivers home. Wave and a miss. Challenged Edwards with 93 on the outer black. Waved right through it. Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. One out, nobody on. Brady's been dotting fastballs 93-94. The 2-2 pitch. Slider lifted out towards short center. Churio charges and dives. It's under his glove and it's passed him to the wall. Edwards rounds first. Campbell grabs it. Edwards is on his way to third. The throw into the cutoff man, Collins. And it's a triple for Edwards. Would have been a spectacular play by Churio, but now the tying runs at third with one away. Brings up the righty Johan Lopez, who's 0-for-1 with a walk in his 2023 Biscuits debut. Edwards at third, infield in for Biloxi. Brady fires, misses low. Count goes to 1-0. That was Brady's hardest pitch of the night, 94. The 1-0 delivery. Slider called the strike, outside corner at 82. Count evens 1-1. Brady has two different types of sliders. He has more of a sweeper that comes in the low 80s and then a harder slider in the high 80s. Pitch home. Slider lifted out towards center. Churio races back in the right center field gap. Looks up and it takes a hop off the wall. Edwards scores easily. Lopez in a second with an RBI double, and it's 3-3. Lopez's first RBI of the year in Double-A. 97 off the bat. One off the wall in right center. He brings up the lefty Tristan Peters with the runner in scoring position. Late innings have been the trouble for Biloxi. They went from a 10-0 lead to a 13-6 win in the series opener on Tuesday. Pitch home to the lefty Peters. He swings and dribbles it foul up the first baseline. Count goes down and one. Then yesterday, they led it 7-0 after a half inning of play. 7-1 after the first, and they end up losing 9-8. Runs have come late for this Biscuits team. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up. Count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, for Biloxi, that run in the seventh inning was the first time in their last four games they had scored after the sixth inning. They entered today with 28 in their last four, and all 28 scored in the first six. 1-1 pitch. This is low. That was the harder slider. Count of 2-1. Peters is 1-for-3 today. Was the hero yesterday. The 2-1 pitch. He swings and hammers it out to deep right. Sparks his back, rounds it off of the track, puts his back to the wall, and makes the catch. Lopez tags and heads to third. His throw cut off by Zamora. It's a deep flyout. Now two away, brings up the switch hitter, Ronnie Simon. Go-ahead run at third and Johan Lopez. Brady comes set. Now the pitch. Slider called strike one in the outside corner. Big sweeping slider at 81. The 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in at 93, and the count goes to 0-2. Brady steps on the rubber. Lopez off third. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and chops it on the ground out to second. Collins has it. Short right. Fires to first. And that ends the inning. One run. Two hits. No errors. But Brady strands the tying run at third. Go ahead run at third. We're through seven. Back 9-3. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck. Needless to say, I'm keeping a check.
We end at the top of the eighth inning. Jackson Churio steps in from the right side to lead it off against the lefty Jeff Belch. 3-3. Andrew Blake back with you from Riverwalk Stadium. Belch fires home. Churio takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Churio's 1-for-3 today. Has already extended his hit streak to 7 in a row. Single back in the first inning. The pitch, curveball, called a strike on the outside corner. That one fluttered in at 80 miles an hour. Count evens, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Churio takes a strike at the knees at 91. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch takes low. Count evens 2-2. Shuckers have the middle of the order up. Churio, Campbell, and Clark. Churio and Campbell have two of Biloxi's four hits tonight. Pitch home. He swings and rolls it to second. Lopez has it back half of the infield. Fires to first. And Churio's retired for the first out. We're knotted at 3 here in the eighth inning.
11-14, Noah Campbell.
Brings up Noah Campbell. Left-handed bat against the lefty Belch. The pitch, curveball, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Gamble's 1-for-3 tonight. Becomes the first guy in the Shuckers order to face Belch twice. The pitch, lifted out towards right. Infante goes back, reaches up, and it's over his head, trickles towards the wall. Campbell, around second, makes a hard turn and stops, slides back to the bag. But it's a one-out double, and it brings up Wes Clark. Nelson Alvarez continues to get warm in the bullpen for Montgomery. Morgan Ensberg at the top step of the dugout. Now walks out. That ends the night for Belch. Bring in Alvarez, one out. Go-ahead run for Biloxi's at second here in the top of the eighth inning. Ensberg continues his walk out. Now gets the baseball from Belch. We'll take a break. Tying run in scoring position when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Wes Clark is up against the right, Nelson Alvarez. First hit misses up and in.
Count goes to 1-0. Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Alvarez is in from the right side, relieves the lefty Jeff Belge. With Noah Campbell at second in a 3-3 game. The pitch, Clark waves and misses at a slider off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. Alvarez makes his 17th appearance of the year. 2-6 ERA and 17 and a third innings. 6 walks, 28 strikeouts. Opponents hitting just 158 against him. The 1-2 pitch. Clark swings and demolishes this. Deep to left, it is Wygon. A two-run shot from Clark makes it 5-3 Biloxi. He rounds third with his 11th extra base hit against Montgomery this year. More than anybody else in the Southern League, this one's his 10th homer of the year. And Biloxi leads it 5-3. Up to 42 driven in. Now brings up Isaac Collins from the left side. The pitch home. Collins shows bunt, pulls back. Caminero is way back on the third base side. Count at 1-1 and no strikes. Biloxi now a 2-run lead. Pitch home. Misses up. Count goes to 2-0. And Wes Clark doing what he's done best this year, and that's extra base hits against Montgomery. The 2-0 delivery. Called strike on the inside corner. Slider at 87. And the count goes to 2-1. By the way, that home run for Clark, 365 feet, 96 off the bat. The pitch home. Joe's bunt offers at it. Counts now even 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Collins waves and misses. Slider on the inner half at 87. Two away, and it brings up Freddie Zamora. By the way, that home run from Clark finalizes the line for Jeff Belch tonight. Allows 2 runs on 2 hits in 2 innings, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. There's 38 pitches. Now brings up Freddie Zamora from the right side. 2 outs, nobody on. Checkers lead it 5-3. The pitch. Misses up, count goes to 1-0. Shuckers do have Cam Robinson available in the bullpen. He's their closer. Has been terrific over the past couple of weeks. The pitch home. Zamora takes a slider off the outer half, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. the pitch. Zamora takes off the outside corner at 95. The pitch. Slider. Call the strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Zamora is 0 for 3 tonight. 2 ground outs and a fly out to right. The pitch. He swings and rolls it to short. Simon gets it on 2 hops, fires to first in time, and that ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers use a big-time homer from Wes Clark. 2 runs off 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through 7.5. 5-3 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. I'll get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Shuckers lead it 5-3. Junior Caminero snaps in against the righty Ryan Brady. First pitch of the inning, it's a slider called strike on the outside corner. Shuckers lead it 5-3. They've scored 3 runs in the past 2 innings. The pitch home, Caminero takes away. Slider at 88, count evens 1-1. Shuckers have a 5-3 lead thanks to a 2-run homer from Wes Clark. 1-1 pitch. Chopped on the ground out towards short. Collins is over. Jump throw to first. Not in time. It would have been a magnificent play from Collins, who ranged all the way over from second, went to the shortstop side of the bag, grabbed it, turned his momentum, and threw in the air towards first. But the leadoff man is on with a single, and it brings up the lefty Logan Driscoll. Cam Robinson, meanwhile, is getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Caminero reaches for the first time tonight. Pitch the lefty Driscoll. Misses low. Count goes to 1-0. By the way, Ethan Murray is now in the game. He's replaced Xavier Warren. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and touches it foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Murray will also lead off the top of the ninth inning. Slots into the 7th spot in the order. The 1-1 pitch. Driscoll swings and loops it out to short left. It drops in for a base hit. Caminero round second, now heads to third. Campbell fires to Murray, the tag, not in time. Back-to-back singles now puts runners in the corners for Mason Auer. And Cam Robinson continues to get warm in the Shuckers pen. Brady's at 28 pitches. He's good for about 40-plus, but now Nick Cale calls time and heads out to talk with Brady. Bottom of the eighth inning, 5-3 Shuckers over Montgomery. Montgomery matched the Shuckers' run they got in the top of the seventh with an RBI double from Johan Lopez that one-hopped the wall in right center in the bottom half. And now manager Mike Guerrero charges out. And Cale stalled just enough to make sure Robinson gets ready in the pen. And now here comes Cam Robinson for a six-out save here at Riverwalk Stadium. We'll take a break. Back with more after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh, no. There's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO. Roto.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
The third, and in comes Shuckers closer Cam Robinson. Bottom of the eighth inning, Shuckers lead it 5-3. Junior Caminero's at third, Logan Driscoll's at first, and Mason Auer steps in. Robinson inherits two runners. Hasn't done that very often this year. First pitch to Auer, fastball called strike one. Auer is 1-for-2 today with a walk and a single. Robinson makes his 23rd appearance, 19 2/3 innings with an 8.69 ERA. That's down from about 10 where it was 2 weeks ago. Pitch home, wave and a miss. Curveball at 84, and the count goes to 0-2. Robinson's longest appearance this year is an inning and 2/3. And he's in the highest leverage situation right now. The 0-2 pitch, curveball, checks his swing. First base umpire says he goes, hours down. One away for Diego Infante. That at bat right there is how Robinson's looked about the past 3 weeks. It started in what was a close game in Pensacola where he got the save early in that week. He saved two games that week against Pensacola. First pitch to the righty Infante. Swings and lines it. One hop over Zamora's head and in a left. Caminero scores. Driscoll to second. And it's now 5-4. Zamora went down to a knee to try and grab it. He just hopped over his head, mistimed it. Now brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. First inherited runner allowed to score this year by Robinson. The pitch, Hernandez shows bunt, pulls it back, fastball misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Oh. Robinson delivers home. Fastball called a strike on the inside corner at 93. Count evens 1-1. Just to see the kind of year that Robinson has had. After July 2nd, where he gave up 3 runs in an inning, his ERA was 11. Pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Since then, 3 scoreless appearances where he's allowed 1 hit and struck out 6 over 4 innings. Bat of the ERA almost down below 8.5. 2-1 pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Five-four Biloxi in the bottom of the 8th inning. Runners at 1st and 2nd, 1 away. Double play gets the Shuckers out of the inning. The pitch. Misses low, and they're loaded up for Evan Edwards. Edwards set to step in. Five-four Shuckers with 1 out, the bottom of the 8th inning. Bases loaded for Montgomery. Edwards tripled on a ball that got under Jackson Churio's glove back an inning ago. Came around to score to knot the game at 3. Robinson fires. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Edwards swings and loops out towards short center. Churio charges and loses his cap, and it falls in for a base hit. He fires home. It's up the third baseline. Pops out of Kale's glove, but he recovers quickly. Driscoll scores, and it's 5-5. RBI single for Edwards, his 35th of the year, and they're still loaded up with 1 away. The Shuckers have blown their 2nd straight 2-run lead. They've led 2-0, 3-2, and 5-3, and they've blown all 3 of those leads. Montgomery has been on the comeback trail. 5-5, bases loaded, 1 out, and brings up Johan Lopez. The pitch, Lopez takes up, count goes to 1-0. Late runs have been the MO for Montgomery. Scored 9 runs off the Shuckers' pen this series. Pitch home. Lopez waves and misses. Third ball at 88. Count evens 1-1. Infante at 3rd. Hernandez at 2nd. Edwards at 1st. The pitch. Fastball misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Infield in, 2-1 pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Zamora over, grabs it, spins, fires home. It's wide, takes Kale off home, and it scores another. Bases are still loaded. It's now 6-5 Biscuits. Lopez reaches on a fielder's choice, drives in his 2nd of the day. And now back to the top of the order. Four hits this inning, 6 have reached. Hernandez at 3rd, Edwards at 2nd, Lopez at 1st. The pitch, Peters takes a curveball for strike 1. The 0-1 pitch. He waves and misses. A long swing and a curveball. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch. Peters takes low. Kale blocks it up. Count goes to 1-2. There is nobody up in the Shuckers bullpen right now. Biscuits have scored 3 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Taking a 6-5 lead. The 1-2 pitch. Peters swings and chops it back up the middle. Collins gets it, taps second, fires to first. It's wide. Warren's off the bag, and another run comes home. Hernandez scores. Edwards to third. Lopez is retired. Peters reaches on an RBI fielder's choice. It's 7-5, and Montgomery sends their 9th to the plate. Two outs, runners in the corners. Shuckers have allowed 5 runs in the last 2 innings. For Peters, that's his 18th RBI of the year. Ronnie Simon now up from the left side. The pitch. Simon shoots it foul, third base side. Count goes to 0-1. By the way, final line for Brady. Both inherited runners score. It allows 3 runs on 4 hits in an inning and a third. No walks and 2 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, checks his swing, does not go, and the count evens 1-1. Simon's 2-for-4 today. Single in the first and a single in the third. Now Robbie Baker's up in the pen. Check back to first. Lopez, check that, Peters back in time. The pitch, wave and a miss at a curveball at 79. Count goes to 1-2. Time's called. Simon steps out. The 1-2 delivery. Runner from first goes. This one hit on one hop to Collins. Good job to keep it in the infield. Fires it to first. That ends the inning. But in the inning, 4 runs off 4 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. The end of the 9th. Shuckers need 2 to keep it alive. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keith's Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hi, this is Tobias Myers, and you're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Xavier Warren steps in, switch hitter from the left side against the righty Nelson Alvarez. Bottom, top of the ninth, first pitch, wave and a miss at a curveball, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. So the defensive changes, it was originally slated that Warren was out, Murray was in. That's not the case. Murray is in for Wes Clark. Pitch home. Slider misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. So with Clark out of the game, Ethan Murray is now in the fourth spot in the order. The pitch home. Misses up. The count goes to 3-1. Count at 3-1. Shuckers need two to tie it up. 7-5 in the top of the ninth. The pitch. Slider called strike two on the outside corner. The 3-2 delivery. Warren swings and tags it to right, but foul. Count stays at 3-2. Alvarez fires home. Warren takes up and away, and it's a leadoff walk here in the ninth inning. Second walk drawn today by Warren. And now brings up Lamar Sparks. Sparks, a right-handed bat, steps in against the righty Alvarez. One on, top nine. Pitch home. Slider called strike one. Sparks is the tying run in this thing. He's 0-2 today with two strikeouts and a walk. The pitch. He swings and lines it in right for a base hit. Warren to second. Infante picks it up. And now each of the first two reach. Brings up Nick Kale. Shuckers offense has scored at least 7 runs in 6 of their last 7. They want to tie this or take the lead. They'll have to score at least 7, the 7th time in the last 8 games. Pitching coach Steve Merriman comes out to talk to Alvarez. Well, Nick Kale waits in the wings of the plate. He's 1-for-3 today with the go-ahead single in the top of the 7th. The single brought in Xavier Warren from second. Gave the Shuckers a 3-2 lead. They've led 3-0, 3-2, and 5-3. Montgomery has come back from each and every one of those deficits. And now Nick Cale set to step in. Top of the order is up next. Cale squares around a bunt. Corners come in. Alvarez picks up his leg and turns to second. The pitch home. Cale squares around a bunt, places it perfectly out in front of home plate. Driscoll grabs it, fires to first in time. And a perfect sacrifice bunt now puts runners on second and third for Tyler Black. It's just the third sack bunt this year by the Shuckers, but an opportunity to put it to good use. Runners on second and third. Sparks at second. He can fly. Warren at third. Lefty Tyler Black up to the plate. One out here on the top of the ninth inning. The pitch. Black swings and fouls it back. Count goes 0-1. Black's only hit today came in the sixth inning. Lined the ball back into center at 104 off the bat. Alvarez sets. Now the pitch. Black checks his swing. Complete umpire Kyle Stutz says he goes around. Count now at no balls and two strikes. Now Black calls time. Takes a moment outside the box. Alvarez delivers home. Black takes up and away. Fastball at 96. Count goes to 1-2. Alvarez sets. Now the 1-2 pitch. Black swings and rolls it down the right field line by Edwards into the corner. Warren scores. Sparks scores. Black around second. The helmet almost off his head. He's into third with a stand-up game-tying triple. He hooked it around the bag by Edwards, who went full extension, and it's 7-7 with one out in the top of the ninth inning. Now here comes the righty Jackson Churio. Infield comes in for Montgomery. 7-7 the score. The pitch. Churio takes a slider up. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have turned this game on its head. Five runs in the final three innings. The pitch. Churio hammers it back up the middle into center. Black comes home, and the Shuckers take an 8-7 lead. That was off the bat at 97 miles an hour. 55th RBI of the year for Churio. Yet another multi-hit performance, and the Shuckers have scored three with one out in the ninth. Now brings up the lefty, Noah Campbell. The pitch. Campbell takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. This is a Shuckers offense that has just become relentless. The The pitch. Chirio off to second. Pitch called a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. Chirio has his 24th stolen base of the year. The pitch. He swings and hits it on one hop through the right side for a base hit. Chirio rounds third and wheels on home. The Shuckers have answered with four in the top of the ninth inning and lead it 9-7. It's Campbell's 26th RBI of the year. Now brings up the righty Ethan Murray for his first at-bat of the day. What a performance it has been from the Shuckers here in the ninth. The pitch home. Campbell off to second. Pitch, swing and a miss. The throw to second. Murray, check that. Campbell overslides the bag. And he's thrown out. Two outs now. Count a strike. 0-1. The count to Murray. The pitch. Murray waves and misses at a slider. Count goes to 0-2. The pinch hit appearance for Murray came in as a defensive replacement for Clark for the bottom of the eighth inning. Alvarez comes home. Murray checks his swing and a slider. They say he goes around. Pitch in the dirt. Driscoll fires to first, and that ends the inning. But the Shuckers score four times in the top of the ninth inning. Four runs, four hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. They lead it 9-7. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers three outs away from a win. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Lead it 9-7. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it by a 9-7 score. They scored four runs in the top of the ninth after Montgomery scored four in the bottom of the eighth inning. Junior Caminero leads it off for Montgomery. 9 runs on 10 hits and 4 errors for Biloxi. 7 runs on 10 hits for Montgomery. First pitch of the bottom of the ninth is a fastball that misses up. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Caminero swings and lifts it out to right. Sparks goes back a step, sticks up his glove, makes the catch. Caminero is retired for the first down. The pitch home. Fastball called strike one in the outside corner to the lefty, Logan Driscoll. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers lead it 9-7. The pitch. He swings and chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. First base side, and the count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Driscoll swings and rolls it to second. Collins has it back of the infield, fires to first in time. Driscoll's retired for the second out. Biloxi's one out away from one of their most improbable wins in 2023. First pitch to Auer is a called strike one. The pitch home. Chopped on the ground, foul. First base side into the Shuckers dugout. The count goes to 0-2. Shuckers now one strike away. The pitch. Auer swings and lifts it out to right center. Churio on the run into the gap. Reaches up. It's over his glove and he glides with the wall. Auer around second. Sparks fires it in. Auer slides in with a triple. The Biscuits are still alive. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, and it brings up the righty Diego Infante. Well, buckle up. Nick Cale walks back to the mound with Cam Robinson. Robinson is trying to finish this thing out with his longest appearance of the year. He's thrown an inning and two-thirds. That ties his longest appearance of the year. Auer's run does not matter. Shuckers lead it 9-7. Auer scores and only makes it 9-8. The run that matters is Diego Infante at the plate. Robinson delivers home. Infante swings and rolls it on the ground. Left side, Murray has it. It bobbles off his glove and in a short left center. Auer scores and it's 9-8. Up comes Heriberto Hernandez. Infante reaches. We'll see whether it's a hit or an error. It is an error. Shuckers have committed five errors today. The pitch home. Misses low and the count goes to 1-0. Hernandez is 0-3 with a walk. Shuckers are clinging on for dear life right now. They've led this game four different times. Every time Montgomery has either tied it up or taken the lead. The pitch. Misses up and away. goes to 2-0. The pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Zamora has it. Flips to Collins at second. And the Shuckers complete one of their wildest wins in 2023. They lead four different times. Give up the lead three. But they come back with four runs in the top of the ninth inning. Cam Robinson closes it out. And the Shuckers have won two of the first three here in what has been a wild series in Montgomery. In the bottom of the ninth, one run on one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. What a wild, wild, wild night here at the ballpark. Nine runs, 10 hits, and four errors for Biloxi. Actually, that error that was originally tagged to Murray on that Diego Infante ground ball to short has been ruled a single, so two hits in the ninth inning for Montgomery. So nine runs, 10 hits, four errors for Biloxi, eight runs, 12 hits, no errors for Montgomery. What a game. What a night. Biscuits fall to 44 and 42, 8-9 in the second half. Shuckers improve to 43 and 44, 9-9 in the second half. We'll take a break. And when we come back, it's time to wrap it all up on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We're back after this.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider for minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show in a series that has simply been insane. The Shuckers win tonight 9-8. They score seven runs in the final three innings. They answer four runs by Montgomery in the bottom of the eighth with four of their own in the top of the ninth inning. And then they hold on. Montgomery has the tying run at first with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning after an RBI single from Diego Infante makes it 9-8. And the Shuckers hold on. A fielder's choice to short and a flip to second retires Infante and gives Biloxi a 9-8 win over the Montgomery Biscuits. We hope your blood pressure has returned back to its normal levels, but the Biloxi Shuckers do win a wild one. 9 runs, 10 hits on 4 errors for the Biscuits. 8 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. The Shuckers improved to 43-44 on the year, 8-9 in the second half, while the Biscuits fall to 44-42, 8-9 in the second half. The Shuckers now at 9-9 in the second half of the year. They'll have a chance to get above 500 in the second half with a win tomorrow night as they send their star, Carlos Rodriguez, to the hill. A lot to get to here in the scoring summary. Shuckers got the scoring early. Noah Campbell is the third batter of the game against starter Logan Workman, who had allowed just 2 runs as a high in a start all year. He had allowed just 3 earned runs total. Campbell put 2 more on that total with a 2-run shot out to right center in the first inning. Gave Biloxi a 2-0 lead. From there, Christian Mejias turned in one of his better starts of 2023, ends up allowing just 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings. 1 run comes home on what ended up being a stolen base and an error for Ronnie Simon with runners at the corners. Tristan Peters was able to come home on a throw back towards second and ended up getting deflected off Isaac Collins' glove into center. Then in the fourth inning, Montgomery ties it up on a 449-foot home run from Diego Infante that hit the very top of the batter's eye in center and nine of things at two. We stayed even until the seventh when the Shuckers broke ahead on an RBI single from Nick Cale that scored Xavier Warren, who reached base twice tonight with 2 walks, gave the Shuckers a 3-2 lead. But Montgomery answered back. A triple from Evan Edwards and a double from Johan Lopez in the seventh tied the game at 3. Shuckers then took the lead in the eighth inning on a 2-run home run from Wes Clark on the first batter faced by the righty Nelson Alvarez. Shuckers took what they thought was lead for good at 5-3. Not the case. Montgomery scores 4 runs in the eighth inning. They send 9 to the plate. Runs score in almost every way possible. Evan Edwards on RBI single. Johan Lopez, an RBI fielder's choice. Tristan Peters, an RBI fielder's choice as well. And one more run comes home in what is a 4-run inning. Diego Infante also has an RBI hit in there as the Biscuits then took a 7-5 lead. Shuckers answer, though, with 4 of their own in the top of the ninth inning. With 1 out, runners on first and second. Tyler Black laces the ball down the line and scores 2 to tie the game at 7. Jackson Churi with the very next batter lines one back up the middle at 98 off the bat to give Biloxi an 8-7 lead. And Noah Campbell provided some much-needed insurance with an RBI single to right, giving Biloxi a 9-7 lead. In the bottom of the ninth inning with 2 outs, Mason Auer tripled to the wall in right center, and Diego Infante brings him in, but Roberto Hernandez grounds one to short. Freddy Zamora flips to Isaac Collins, and the Shuckers come out alive. 9-8 the final over Montgomery. Cam Robinson gets the win, improves to 1-1. Nelson Alvarez, the loss, falls to 4-2 in a game that takes 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of 2,724 here at Riverwalk Stadium. Let's get to on the Ohwa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit SealsTires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
You're on the couch, blowing up my phone. You don't wanna come.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Jacob Blake back with you as we wrap everything up here on what was a wild night at the ballpark. The Shuckers win it by a 9-8 final. After scoring four runs in the top of the ninth inning, after Montgomery took the lead with four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Chapin Blake back with you. Shuckers improved to 43-44 on the year, 9-9 in the second half. They also get their 20th road win on the season. Biscuits fall to 44-42, 8-9 in the second half of the season. Time to get to the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Take a look at everything happening around the Brewers system and around the Southern League. Let's get to that Southern League scoreboard first. One game postponed. The M-Braves and Smokies postponed. They'll make it up with two on Saturday night. Meanwhile, Pensacola takes down Rocket City by a 4-3 score. Pensacola improves to 10-8 in the second half of the year and stays in first place. The Shuckers still a game behind Pensacola for first place. Montgomery drops to a game and a half back behind Biloxi, or behind Pensacola for first place in the Southern League. Second division tied with the M-Braves for third place. Meanwhile, bottom of the eighth inning, Birmingham leads Chattanooga 6-2 at Regions Field in Birmingham. Lots to get to on the affiliated side of things. Time to whip around the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. In the Brewers system, also brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game still in action, bottom of the sixth inning. The Arizona Brewers lead the Arizona Cubs by a 4-3 score. Finals everywhere else. In the Dominican Republic, Guardians Blue takes down Brewers 2-7-6 in game one of a doubleheader, and Brewers 2 takes game two, 7-3 in game two. The Brewers 2 squad at 13-19 on the season. Meanwhile, Brewers 1 falls to the Braves squad, 3-2. Brewers 1 now at 20-12 on the season. Carolina Mudcats win a wild one in single A, 9-7 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The Mudcats now at 44-39 on the season. Meanwhile, final from Dayton. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers take down the Dayton Dragons 11-2. Timber Rattlers at 38-47 on the season. And in AAA, Nashville gets their 50th win of the year, 12-10 over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. At the big league level, Corbin Burns goes 8 innings with 10 strikeouts, and former Biloxi Shucker Abner Uribe strikes out 2 in the ninth inning as the Crew take down the Phillies by a 4-0 score. And the Crew improved to 54-43 on the year, 2.5 games ahead of the Cincinnati Reds in the National League Central. We'll be back at it tomorrow night on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers will try and take at least a share of the series, and we're getting them back to 500 overall on the season. We'll get them above 500 here in the second half. Shuckers will send the righty Carlos Rodriguez to the hill, 5-3 with a 2.81 ERA. He has been one of the best pitchers in the Brewers system and one of the best pitchers in the Southern League here in 2023. He'll go up against the lefty Mason Montgomery, 2-2, with a 3.89 ERA. 6:35 first pitch time, 6:20 on the pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers will try and get their third win of the week. They've won four of their last five heading into tomorrow. That'll do it for us tonight. Final score, Shuckers 9, Biscuits 8. Cam Robinson gets the win. Nelson Alvarez the loss in a game that takes 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of 2,724 here in Montgomery. Thanks so much for tuning in throughout the night. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show at 6:20.